702.
WhatsApp Refilwe on 072-702-1702.
I'd like to welcome to Weekend Breakfast Liz Letswalo, the founder of Masodi Organic. Liz, thank you so much for your time today. It's such a pleasure to have you on Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Vasili. I'm happy to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, with more women demanding locally produced products and, I guess, locally produced, ethically produced and more often than not organic products, it's so interesting, I think, to look at the beauty industry, not just from the perspective of, and I think we were often having this conversation, not just from the perspective of diversity and representation and whether these big brands are finally utilizing black and brown people and a more diverse range of body shapes and, you know, expectations of beauty. But it's so interesting to see how many women have decided, you know what, actually, this is what I need. I know with some research, I know with partnering up with the right people, I can actually start to create the thing I want to see out there in the world and on the shop shelves. And I guess, Liz, you're definitely one of those women. Tell us about Masodi Organic and how the journey started. What is Masodi?
Yeah, thank you, Rafilia. Masodi Organics is my cosmetics business. It's both a brand and a manufacturing business.
Mm-hmm.
So we do products for hair and skin. And of course, like you said, we focus on, you know, the ethnic market. Why? For two reasons. One, we've been hugely underrepresented. But I think two, there's a huge opportunity for innovation in terms of products going forward, especially when you consider the fact that, you know, a lot of the products that we were consuming were not created by brown people. So the people who made the products didn't have to necessarily be the users of the products and experience the pain points or the small little nuances that come with using the products in a certain way, or, you know, or experiencing what it felt like to actually use that kind of thing.
Sure.
So this is a brand that is named after my mother, Masodi. so the organic part of it, I think, was just something that I wanted to use to emphasize, you know, the quality of the product and the essential oils that we really are generous with in terms of using in the product and the amount of, you know, natural sort of like ingredients that we use in the product, because the more you look into product formulations, especially within the South African landscape, the more you start realizing how long we have to go until black people are given quality premium products. Because I think there's also I don't want to say culture, but I think there's this norm of equating black products with low quality.
Mm.
And my intention with this brand is to elevate the experience of using black products, or products that are dedicated to the black skin and the black hair.
Mm.
Make them luxurious, you know, make them an experience every day, you know, that women can enjoy, especially nurturing themselves.
So I think it's, you know, what you've pointed to is obviously a gap in the market, a need, number one, to, you know, treat women like the grown-ups that they are, that want luxury, that you know, don't want fruity. I don't want to smell like a strawberry when I put on my hair product. You know, there was always this fruity, very harsh colors as well, or those, you know, very basic colors. And you just think, gosh, guys, are we marketing to kids or are we talking to grown women with careers and aspirations? You know, what's going on here? But I mean, you know, this is not necessarily a critique of that. What I'm really interested in is we've seen a lot of, let's say, celebrity or high-end collaborations and endorsements on the international stage and even the local stage. And it seems that over the last couple of years, and I think social media has probably helped in the creation of this, or the enabling of this phenomenon. You've seen celebrities themselves saying, you know what, if I'm Jessica Alba, I'm just going to start my honest brand and create the thing that I want. If I'm Rihanna, I'm going to create the Fenty Beauty range and not wait to get an endorsement with, you know, the usual beauty industry giants. But not, you don't have to be a celebrity to start creating that product that you want. And I'm keen to find out from you that you weren't a celebrity, you weren't a Hollywood celebrity starting this initiative. And money is a real thing, and the constraints of resources are a real thing. So what is your research and development process like? Is the barrier to entry so high and so difficult, or did you have to be super creative in going about creating your product line for Masodi?
Yeah, I think if you look at, how the market is looking today, with so many little players coming in, and of course we can debate that, we're banking about the food chain in terms of just dominance in the market. But if you're looking at how fragmented it is at the bottom, I think it's telling that the barrier to entry is not as high as in, other industries.
Uh-huh.
So I won't be unfair and say it was difficult to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, money is a huge issue. When I started Masodi Organics, I was, full-time employed in corporate. And, what some people may not be able to do in terms of financing the starting initiative, I was able to finance the salary that I was making in corporate while taking care of myself with the rest of it. So that was my advantage. I will say, though, that having to work two jobs, so the first one being the full-time job and the second one being the startup that you're coming up with, is hugely, taxing. And on top of that, the kind of progress you can make, funding a business with your salary is limited.
Mm.
So the creativity that you were talking about just now had to come into play. Prioritization of, what initiatives I'm going to start with first, what matters right now, started taking place. Thinking about, are there any grants that I can leverage, either from the government or from some, private sector entities? Is there something that I can just, get to go by? So, for example, I'll be opening, say, from a cosmetics perspective, it's important that you get a product tested, right?
Exactly.
They have to be tested because they're going to be used on people's skins. So in order for us to get our product in the lab, to get all of that was quite expensive. We paid about 6,000 rand for about 3 products,
sure,
which is hugely expensive. And we were unfortunate enough, and I'm sharing this information because I'm hoping that it helps someone who's also in the process. We were helped by CEDA, for example, who had a specific funding for product testing. And of course, you can imagine we had about 8 products in our portfolio.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I have to do in that moment? I had to go to the drawing board and say, which products matter today? And which products can I actually get tested from the source that I buy it from? That kind of creativity really does help.
Absolutely. And being able to prioritize. Now, just looking at reports on, the value of the beauty market worldwide, as of the beginning of this year, the global skincare market has been forecast to reach about $145.2 billion, right? And we know that on the continent, you've chosen a fantastic place to start your own business because South Africa and Nigeria are the biggest markets for personal care and cosmetics on the continent. So when you look at, the future that you're planning for Masodi, the growth that you're aspiring to and the end goal, can you put us in the picture and just let me know what it is that when you plan, what it is that you dream of?
I am in the process of building an organization. So I know a lot of the cosmetics brands, sometimes we get to focus on building a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And saying I want to grant Masodi Organics to be known and to be appreciated. But I am not only building a brand, I'm building an organization. And the reason this is important to me is because I have worked for 3 multinational organizations before I went to start working for Masodi. And I can tell you that my experience in all the 3 organizations is partly what also informs what I do within Masodi Organics as building an organization. One thing is, there are amazing things that I've taken and that I've come to understand, build and sustain an organization that is going to last long term. And there are also other things that I've seen that I know for sure that I never want to see a black child in South Africa experiencing that kind of treatment, from a workplace. So all the bad things that I've picked up, all the amazing great things that I've picked up from all the organizations I've worked for have informed how I want to, build this organization going forward. And I think building an organization also means that I am building something that is just bigger than a brand.
Sure.
You know, I want Masodi Organics to be a creator of employment in South Africa. I want Masodi Organics to be a solver of problems in South Africa. I want us to address the politics of beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say the standards of beauty are unrealistic. And today, even as we are doing a nursing job, I think, at, you know, detangling some of those issues and solving some of those problems and bringing that awareness, I won't say that we haven't made progress.
Sure.
But I still think there's still more issues that we can tackle using platforms and using brands like Masodi Organics. Are we thoughtful in how we use, you know, the raw materials and transport them around and how we manufacture the products? Are we thoughtful? How am I treating my workers in the factory when they're making the product? You know, all these kinds of different issues come into play. We have big organizations in South Africa lobbying with the government for different issues, right?
Sure.
We, the likes of Masodi Organics, black female-owned organizations, to come in and lobby for black women issues.
Mm.
You know, so these are some of the things that I think big organizations can help address in South Africa, beyond just being a beauty brand.
Yeah. I mean, obviously here, your corporate experience, that time you spent working at those three multinational companies, I hear that coming through. I hear, when you talk, I hear also the cross-section of that with your fellowship journey through the Apolitical Academy as well. So work is not separated from the political, or work is not apolitical, as it were, right? And the way you spend and where you spend, I can hear it all coming through, and the passion is lovely. It really, really is. I co-sign. Talk to me though about what you would like women consumers to understand about their buying power, because I think that's fundamentally an extension of what you've just said. What should women understand about their buying power, where they take their money and how they spend their money? Because 18 million female consumers in South Africa who quite often, you know, will decide the direction in which a household spends their money or takes their money. That's incredible, right? And they are making granular decisions down to this can of tuna versus that can of anchovies, and this kind of lotion versus that one. What should South African women know about the power they hold in their purses?
Okay, I think they should know two things. The first thing is the issue of trust. You know, I think local brands have gotten, you know, have received more trust over time. I'm starting to see that, you know, local consumers are starting to trust it a bit more and treat us with a level of respect. So initially, you would get, it says that people are supporting black businesses because they're just a black business. Recently, the tone and the message, and, you know, it's changing. You're starting to hear people say, oh my God, this is such an amazing brand. I love it. And I think that is a huge, huge thing. You cannot genuinely enjoy a product you do not trust. So the first message I have to say is give South African and brand your trust. It is important for you to enjoy the product, but it's also important for you to be able to support them honestly. And the second thing is, when you're just thinking about your buying power dictates what happens in the market. As much as you want to believe that there's these big guys, you know, in multinationals pulling strings, you know, I don't know how much of that is fully, you know, responsible for what we see in the market. The black-owned products or locally made products, whether black or otherwise, oftentimes find themselves, even in retail, at the bottom of the shelf.
Sure.
Why? Because something called rate of sale matters. If product A is bought more than product B, even if some big guy in some multinational is trying to pull strings, the retailer at a certain point is going to have to say, listen, this is absurd. Why? Because this product moves faster than that product. I need to take the faster moving product and put it top of the shelf.
Mm.
So buying local products not only ensures the livelihoods of local people because then they employ local people, but I think it also elevates, quite literally actually if you think about it.
Absolutely.
It elevates the product from the bottom of the shelf to the top of the shelf. That's what buying power does.
Yeah. And of course, we know the psychology of merchandising is a field all on its own. So where things are put and how things are not put in line of sight in a shop is so key to how we eventually either trust it, remember it, and spend our money on it. So social media has been quite key in making sure that people that are starting their own thing or doing their own thing have a fighting chance, right? Either to gain that trust from the beauty or the beauty market and viewers and subscribers online, but also just to gain visibility where you don't have, you know, the luxury of ad spend. You can create let's say, your videos on how to use certain products, how to detangle and, you know, wash day routines, et cetera, right? So many people like Huda Beauty have created their empires, their beauty empires by those tutorial videos. So talk to me about how you've been able to utilize social media and platforms, online platforms, to grow this baby. Because that's another, I think, very, very fundamental avenue in creating a local brand.
I think what social media has shown to be for me was, you know, it felt a bit like a leveler. Because what now a big brand was able to do from a marketing perspective, so can I. I have an iPhone. It's got good quality in terms of camera. I don't need a studio. I buy a couple of white art papers. You know, now I have my studio. Full kit studio. I can make a video. I can go on YouTube and learn how to do certain things. Masodi Organics was literally marketed on social media through and through. If there's one thing that we would spend on, would be most likely social media ads, which quite frankly, we always have to spend on because you can use the likes of hashtags to, you know, attract the attention of certain people. You can use a couple of influencers. You know, we've been privileged to just receive the support of different people, even influencers, posting us for free. I think because they love the product, they use the product, and they believe the product actually would work for them. So when your product is good from a formulation perspective, from a branding and from a packaging perspective, and you top it off with fantastic service, people are going to root for you and people are going to market your business for you. And I think that is absolutely important and has also shown to be beneficial for our business.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Liz. It was really, really illuminating and inspiring as well. I really appreciate your passion and the clarity with which you speak as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. We'll be watching the rise and rise of Masodi Organics. Good luck with the rest of your journey. Thank you. That's Liz Lozalo, the founder of Masodi Organic, the future of, talking about the future of the beauty and local skin, the beauty and local skin industry in South Africa.